This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Lego Masters proved to be a huge success with families around Australia last year, and this season promises to wow them again when it returns for its second series on Sunday, April 19th. That's this Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 9 or 9 Now. Joining us is my six-year-old daughter's most important essential service hero, the judge of everything Lego-related, Brickman Ryan McNaught.
That is the best introduction I've ever had in my life. Thank you very much.
Well, you are the star at the moment. You've become a worldwide success. Has it been a shock to you how much the country, the world's taken to Lego?
Well, it's funny, but obviously I've been in the Lego scene for a number of years, and, you know, everyone's kind of got a bit of a Lego story, but taking it mainstream, though, and putting it on primetime national television, that was the bit of a shock, that who thought you could make something so awesome out of that?
We all know, Brickman, if they are playing Married at First Sight, Lego is going to win hands down. Let's be honest. I can understand the shock.
I've been working on a joke for a while, so help me out here.
Yeah.
I think that Married at First Sight has more plastic than our show. What do you think?
That's the best! I love it!
Who knew the Brickman had a sense of humour? We just thought you were a builder. Yeah.
Look, this is the pressing question for me. It's an obvious question. Who was the millionaire in your family that allowed you to pick up such an expensive hobby? Because my daughter loves Lego, but it is not cheap.
No, it's definitely not cheap, and it's funny, but from my memory, when I was a kid, I thought I had the most amount of Lego in the world. In my mind, I dreamed that I was like Mr. Lego, but all I had was one milk crate. You know the old milk crates of Lego? And so I had one of those, and when Mum gave it back to me, you know, when I had kids, I'm like, is that it, Mum? Is that all I had? Where's the rest, Mum? You know? So what you have in memory versus what's real, you know, very different.
Well, that even is like the Lego movie. Look, next obvious question. Sorry, these are my questions coming up. There's got to be much more coming up that's more pressing. How many times have you stood on a Lego piece, and are the feet that you have still the ones you were born with?
Yes, they are. They're not interchangeable, unlike real Lego people. But I've done my fair share of standing on Lego, and safety footwear in the workplace is very important.
That is, you are so true, because we all have a horror story of trying to get through our kid's bedroom in the dark, and we sit on a piece of Lego, and I swear to my children the next day, I'm throwing it away.
Until you realize how expensive it is.
Throwing their Lego away, that's right, yeah.
Look, Ryan, you are part of a very elite group called the Certified Professionals in the World of Lego. What is a certified professional?
Well, there's 14 of us around the world that do interesting things with Lego, and our job is to inspire the builders of tomorrow. So we all do different things, but we basically come up with ways to use Lego bricks that no one's really ever thought of before, like, for example, like putting it on national television.
Like putting it on TV. I saw one once before you did Pompeii. And that looked fantastic.
Yeah, I've done lots of things. We've got them in art galleries and museums and bits and pieces like that. Basically, it's our mission is to put Lego where people don't expect it to be, and, you know, inspire people that way.
Well, that is an interesting thing about inspiring, because my six-year-old, she just turned six the other day, and she got everything from... I've never been able to afford Lego, sorry, it's a disclosure, but everything her godparents give her is Lego. It always has. Ever since she was little, it was Duplo, then it's Lego, and she's Lego obsessed. She loves it, but she follows every step-by-step instructions, like castles, Olaf, everything. When I had Lego, I got it from op shops, and I don't remember there being instructions, maybe because it was from op shops. Is that something that's a new thing? Are we losing imagination? Because she believes it's supposed to be a step-by-step thing.
Lego's always come with instructions. Whether you follow it or not is totally your own choice. And the thing about Lego is there's no right or wrong. There's no exam at the end of the Lego set which says that you built it the wrong way or whatever. So, you know, for example, like my kids, they'll follow the instructions and build whatever it happens to be, and then about 20 minutes later it's pulled apart and turned into a flying space station or something or another. You know, really, it's up to each individual child what they want to do with it. That's the cool thing, I think.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. Look, last year's winners was Henry and Cade. They were the winners of the season one. Have they gone on to use their skills? I'm assuming they've now become architects, or maybe have they bought a toy shop? Like, do you keep in contact with the winners? Or?
Yeah. I actually do. They're actually pretty much all the contestants, not just the winners. And that was one of the things with the show is we all become quite close. We're all, you know, together for so many months doing this amazing TV show. So we kind of get close, but... Henry and Cade, they had careers, for example, say Cade is works on video games. He's a video game designer. Oh, and really? Henry's quite big in the property market. So they weren't quite ready to throw away their careers just yet, but I'm sure they could at some point.
And is there a prerequisite to get into this? Do you still need to live in your mother's basement, or is that old-fashioned Lego?
That is old-fashioned Lego. And it depends who you've been talking to, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look, right now the whole world may have found themselves with a little bit more time than they used to. Is it too late to get into Legoing? And if we do get into it now, how can we add it to our resumes that are going to be seriously depleted?
Well, I think the trick is just to start with something small. And the good thing about Lego is there's so many different flavours. For example, like you mentioned architecture, you know, if you're into that, there's plenty of architecture Lego. I mean, there's even Lego to make animals and birds and all sorts of crazy stuff like that. So I think it's a matter of finding your flavour and then going from there. Or you could just watch it on television and then get inspired to make something yourself.
That is so true. Look, Mr. Brickman, we are so happy to have you. What a name, Brickman. Yeah.
Thrilling and expiring. Lego Masters starts this Sunday, where we will meet the 8 teams who will duel out to win the huge 100K cash prize and the honour of being crowned Australia's Lego Masters and the owner of the amazing Lego trophy made especially by Brickman himself. I can't wait for the Star Wars themed episode. Brickman, good luck with the show and may the Force be with you.
Likewise. And what we'll do is in a week or so, let's catch up again and you can tell me who you like and who you hate and we can go from there.
I've looked at the pictures. I've already judged. Don't worry. I've already judged. But we can talk about that very shortly, Mr. Brickman.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.